The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word to answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is saying to you, each one of you, right now, "I see you. Do you see you?" Stay tuned, and you'll see where I'm going with this. Today's readings are a declaration of inclusion. God made all, he loves all, and he desires all to return to him for all eternity. In the first reading, Isaiah finds himself in Babylon. The last of the Jews have been exiled and are languishing, waiting, hoping, and praying that God will return them to Palestine, the promised land of their fathers. They are living amongst pagans, but some of these pagans have shown a desire to believe, to worship the God of Abraham. What are the Israelites to do? God, through Isaiah, tells them his love is universal. Let them into your midst. As long as they follow the precepts I have commanded of you, as long as they keep the Sabbath, they are welcome. They will be seen and treated by me as equals. Today's psalm states, "Let all, not just some, of the nations praise you. May all the ends of the earth fear him." This is a call for all men to witness to the God of creation, to fear the Lord, not to be afraid of him, but to know him, respect him, and to revere him. To fear the Lord is to have a right relationship with him, coming to him in humility, not pride, seeing ourselves as God sees us. "I see you. Do you see you?" But what are we to make of the gospel? Jesus has left Palestine and has gone to the Mediterranean coast, the land of the Gentiles. A woman, a Gentile woman, tortured with the pain of having a child possessed by demons, has come forward to beg for her daughter. Wouldn't you do the same? You've heard of him, this Jesus of Nazareth, of his miraculous healings, of his power, the power of the Almighty, to lord it over spirits. He speaks, and they tremble at his voice. "Surely if I ask, he will take pity on my daughter and heal her." But she is met at first with silence. Jesus ignores her. She is not deterred, but she keeps after him, asking again and again and again, "Please help. Help my child." Jesus suddenly turns and faces her and says, "I was sent only for the lost sheep of Israel, the Jews. Should I give to the dogs, even if they're pets, what is meant for my favored children?" Jesus knew that this was a woman of great faith, and he's testing that faith. Her faith is that strong. It is so powerful that she knows that even scraps from the table of his mercy will suffice for her daughter. Her faith is so deep that the miracle she hopes for is given. The lesson here is deeper, however. As usual, St. Paul comes to the rescue in his letter to the Romans and has the answer for us. Paul has seen Jesus face to face. He has been to the third heaven, the dwelling place of God, and he has been given the truth about the economy of salvation, the way things will play out over time, God's plan for mankind. Yes, God chose the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to bring his presence to the world, but Paul points out that the chosen people would reject salvation as God chose to give it. They would not accept the Messiah when he came. This would open a door for the Gentiles, the rest of humanity, for you and for I. But he wouldn't forget the Jews or turn his back on them. No, at the end of time, when all had been given a chance to show their faith in him, God would call him back. Interestingly, when I was in Israel last year, I asked our God, Mama Ruti, a good Jew, what she thought of Jesus. She knew the Old Testament, the Torah, and being a good guide for many Christians that were pilgrims, she was well-versed in the New Testament as well. If anyone would be expected to see the truth, you would think it might be her. What she told me was this, that if when Jesus returned, he would bring with him world peace, then she would believe. Shades of St. Paul on the salvation of the chosen people. Now, this all seems very nice, but what am I, what are you to take away from this morning? First, salvation is for everyone. Jesus got up on that cross for every man, woman, and child ever created, even those unborn and never given the chance to live out their lives. God meant for no one to be left behind. The road may be narrow, but it is still wide enough for all that would follow Christ. Second, salvation is not a guarantee. Yes, it's a gift from God to each of us, a gift freely given, the promise of a love-filled eternity. But as we have a free will, we can choose to reject this wonderful gift. Sin is for real. Hell is for real. We have the ability to turn our backs on God. So how can we be certain this will not happen to us? Well, by taking the time, making the effort to see ourselves through God's eyes. Yes, for many that's a very scary thought. For you would see yourself, your insignificance, and you would see your total dependence on God and not on yourselves. I would see that I am not that macho, self-made person that I purport to be. I would see myself in relation to all the rest of creation. I would see my neighbor, my family, my adversaries, my supposed enemies as they truly are, stripped of all pretense. I would see all as creation born of love, for we are all part of God's love. If we would spend but 5 minutes each day trying to see ourselves through God's eyes, we would give Christ our lips to speak his words of love and comfort. We would give him our hearing to listen to the troubled. We would give him our eyes to look with love upon others. We would give him our hands to touch the lonely. Through our love, Christ's love would take human form. My dear friends in Christ, do you hear God asking you, I see you, do you see you? May God bless you.